Put on your reading glasses. It's snippet time. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we learn how to live alcohol-free so we can heal up those relationships, feel youthful again, and ditch regret and shame. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have a snippet for you. It's Monday, and we are in the midst of studying Mel Robbins' book, Let Them. And I'm going to be honest with you, gals. Today, you're going to hear more of me than Mel, and here's the reason why. We're looking at the section of the book called Mastering Adult Friendships. Mastering Adult Friendships, which is very important on our alcohol-free journey, but not the same approach that Ms. Mel gives us. So I'm going to briefly take you through the three chapters in that section of the book, and then we're going to turn to one of the most important areas of adult friendship in your alcohol-free journey. And I have an example from you that came up very recently, and that's why we're going to use it. So one of the things I really enjoy about this section of the book is she talks about the fact that friendships will naturally fade over time. Mel gives us the three pillars of friendship, and which are proximity, timing, and energy. Proximity, referring to we're going to be friends with people who live nearby. Obviously, that's easier, even in this modern age. It's hard to maintain friendships through text messaging and Zoom meetings. Not impossible, but more difficult. And of course, we're naturally going to gravitate towards people in our neighborhood, in our area of the city. So proximity, timing, what chapter of your life are you in? It's more likely you're going to make a friendship with somebody in the similar age group, similar chapter of life, whether you're deep in your career or moving into retirement, getting married, having children. All of those are chapters, right? And obviously we want to hang out with people who are in similar chapters of their lives. And finally, Mel points out the energy, the third pillar, energy. And as she puts it, you can't explain it and neither can they, but you have to trust it. The energy is either on or it's off. There's no scientific reason to explain it. You just have to trust it. You either click with some people or you don't. And there you have it, the energy. She's right, isn't she? We feel an automatic affinity for some people and not so much for others. So with these three pillars in mind, Mel then goes on to explain to us how to use her Let Them theory to create the best friendships of your life. And that would include letting them, let them be themselves, let them return your call or not return your call, let them grow away if they have to grow away. Unsurprisingly, in this section of the book, Mastering Adult Friendships, Mel shows us how to let them. And she also talks about how to let me. Remember, the second part of her let them theory is let me do this, let me do that. In the case of friendships, she uses the let me part of it to remind us that we could be the one to reach out. We could be the one to go first. We could be the one to say hello before someone else does, introduce ourselves first. Being willing to go first is a powerful way to make new friendships. Now, I'm going to move on. And the reason is I want to talk to you about adult friendships in terms of alcohol-free living. And Mel doesn't touch on that. Let's continue with this topic, though, because what I have to share with you is really important. And as I say, it just came up recently. This was a post shared by one of the clients in my Perspectives Experience 8-week group coaching program. We are all together in a WhatsApp group. It's a very vibrant, loving, amazing group of women. And this woman is fairly new in the group. She shared what happened when she reached out to a friend in early sobriety. Here's what she shared with us. I had coffee today with a friend, someone I've known for 2 years, and even though our friendship is still relatively new, I feel quite close to her. I told her about my decision to live alcohol-free and the journey I've started. Her response surprised me. She tried to talk me out of it. You don't have a problem. You'll be depriving yourself. I've never seen you drunk. I had to explain that for me, this choice is not about visible problems. It's about liberation. Wow. Wow. Okay. I knew I had to share this with you gals because this is one of the bigger stumbling blocks we will come across, especially when we're successful and showing up in the world the way we're supposed to show up. We're educated. We're successful. We got the business or we got the career, whatever we have happening. It's all there on the outside. But we know internally we're struggling. We know we're turning to the bottle too often. And how many times have I said it's hard to share? Well, here's a perfect example. This woman had the courage to share her journey. She's new in my world. First, she took the courageous step of joining me in the Perspectives Experience, which is my 8-week group coaching program. And that's a courageous step. It's hard for any of us to ask for help. So she does that and then decides to share it with a friend of 2 years, only to have this response. Gals, this is not unusual. People can't see our problem, and so they don't understand when we decide to change. Here is the biggest risk for us when this happens. We start believing them. Somebody says to us, well, like this woman's friend said, you don't have a problem. You'll be depriving yourself. I've never seen you drunk. In early sobriety, comments like that can talk us right out of our journey. Comments like that are exactly what the ego, the alcohol mind, wants to hear. Comments like that are exactly what we want to hear in early sobriety. The first thing we start thinking is, oh, maybe she's right. Maybe I don't need to be doing this. What am I doing? After all, you know, I'm okay. Everything's all blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, we've talked ourselves out of this. We have to be so careful. Luckily, this woman knew that. She was armed and ready for it. And here's the rest of what she said. I'm so grateful that Becca brought up this kind of conversation in one of the snippets. It helped me hold my ground. In fact, as I explained myself to her, I became even clearer on my why. Still, the conversation planted a seed of doubt, and that's frustrating. Yes, I have talked about this here on the snippets before, but never quite this overtly. So I'm so glad that this woman chose to share her journey with us. That's the problem. The conversation planted a seed of doubt. We have to be prepared for this, gals. Any seed of doubt can sprout and grow into a monstrous plant that can take us down. So the question then becomes, do we not share our journey? Do we just keep it to ourselves? That in itself is dangerous as well. The more people we have on our side, the better. But we do want to be careful. Of course, how could she possibly know that this friend would take this position? There's a few things I want you to remember. When we start this journey, it can be a threatening to other people. Maybe this friend of hers has her own struggle with alcohol that she hasn't admitted to yet. Maybe, maybe not. But if she does, our sobriety journey can feel threatening. There we are, all of a sudden stepping up. We've got ourselves a sobriety coach. We've joined a program. We're moving ahead. We're growing. We're expanding. And leaving a friend behind can feel very threatening to them. Now, I'm not saying that's the situation in this particular friendship, but it is something to keep in mind and watch out for when you start your own journey. There's a few ways you can respond to this. This woman decided to explain to her friend that she felt liberated, but we also have the choice of just saying, you know, for my health or at this time in my life, this feels comfortable for me, and shut the conversation down. It depends on the individual, but it's not necessary to defend your position, and it's not necessary to explain. If the person's being particularly objectionable, the best thing to do is just stop the conversation and simply say, well, you know, this is what I've decided to do. I'll let you know how it goes, and change the subject. But we want to be so careful that we don't allow those doubts to come in and sprout in our minds. And that is why we need an accountability group. She was able to come into the group and share this experience and get reminded by me and the other women in her accountability pod that what she is doing is the right decision and that she is on the right path and that voice in her head that wants to agree with her friend has to be recognized for what it is. It's a seed of doubt and it is the voice of alcohol. The voice of alcohol that says, you're okay. It's all right. Look at you. You're showing up. And it's also why the snippets are here, to remind you that your path is the right path, that you've chosen the healthy way. And gals, here's a reminder. More and more 40-plus women in all areas of society are stepping up and going alcohol-free. It's like we're waking up and going, wait a minute, I don't need this crap in my life. I got stuff I want to do. And if you're already successful, I want you to know something. When you put down the bottle, your success is going to skyrocket even more than it already is because alcohol does hold us back. If you're unwinding at the end of every day, then you're not sleeping properly. You're not waking up refreshed. Your intuitive voice is muffled. We can't hear our intuitive voice. And let me tell you, when you're growing a career or you're growing a business, you're growing a successful life, you really want your intuitive voice alive and well, because that's what guides us in the right direction every time. I run my entire business on intuition. I've honed it over years through meditation. And when I don't know what to do, I don't act. I stop. I sit down. I close my eyes. I breathe and I get quiet and allow the ego to settle. Because when things come up in life, things like this situation or a million other things that will come up in our day-to-day lives, we need to know not to react to the first ego response that comes up. In this journey, we learn response rather than react. We learn to respond rather than to react. We learn to sit quietly if necessary. So we're not reacting from emotion and ego. That's how relationships are damaged. That's how we make mistakes in our careers and in our professions and in our businesses. And if you're drinking all the time, that voice, that ability to get quiet and follow your intuitive leads is muffled, my dear. So no matter how successful you are, no matter how many people say to you, you don't have a problem, you'll be depriving yourself. I've never even seen you drunk. No matter what, remember that to be at your highest level and be the highest performing woman you can be, the woman that you want to be, whether you're in a high profession or just a woman who wants to show up in her world as the best possible person she can be, then you don't want your intuition muffled. The longer I do this, the more convinced I become that we need to be led through silence and intuition. And the only way to do that is to train ourselves to hear that voice. And we do that first by putting down the bottle and then starting a journey to intuitive consciousness. That doesn't come right away, but it is the goal. And that's what I help women to do. And as I say, it doesn't happen in the first week or two, but that's the goal. That is where we're aiming to get, so that you don't have to react emotionally and from an ego. Instead, you can respond to your world with love and compassion, understanding that other people are on their own journeys and not everyone can support you the way you think they should. Gals, I'm so grateful you're in my world. Both those of you who are deep inside of my world, deep inside of my coaching, and those of you here in Snippet Land, together we are building new lives. And I'm so glad you're on this journey, even if you haven't started your journey yet. What you're going to learn here in Snippet Land are the pitfalls to watch out for. You're going to learn about things like this, what to do, what to say when someone says, you don't have a problem, or when you're not sure if you should even be sharing your journey. The answer to that question is always yes, but with the right person, the right people, and the right support. Thank you, Ms. Mel, for bringing up the subject of adult friendships, which are so important on our sobriety journeys. Listen, gals, if this hit home for you today, and if you'd like to come a little bit deeper into Snippet Land, I would encourage you to go to the show notes and sign up to get my Sober Living Letters. Sober Living Letters for 40-plus women. These come out on Mondays. They're a little bit of a deeper dive on what I'm talking about here on the show, and an invitation for you to come a little bit farther into my world. I'll also use your email to invite you to free events, but I will never, never send you junk. Maybe today's the day you come a little bit deeper into Snippet Land. I've put a link in the show notes for you. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.